We're live here in Eugene, Oregon, where it's raining. But you grew up in a place that's much warmer than this. So tell me what's going on in Miami these days in the sports world.
Warmer, perhaps, but not less rainy. Well, the interesting story is that the NCAA, for the longest period of time, appeared to have it in for the University of Miami. And twice we've had Sports Illustrated actually put them on the cover saying that they should shut down the program. Finally, the NCAA appeared to have all the ammunition it needed to shut down the program with a former booster, Nevin Shapiro, who was implicated in a $900 million Ponzi scheme, having kept detailed records, phone calls, receipts with photographs of numerous interactions with players on the football team. He was a fully cooperating witness, and yet now somehow it appears as though the NCAA has mismanaged this particular prosecution. And some are even suggesting that the NCAA did not want to come down as hard on the University of Miami as it appeared that the misdeeds that they've been implicated in would suggest that they would.
Can you speak a little bit more about what that whole theory is about, that the NCAA is somehow not trying to flesh out this investigation to its fullest extent?
Well, the NCAA has never really given a probation to any program of more than 2 years, right? They might, in the past, they would have taken away TV and bowls for 2 years, and of late, they only take away bowl games and maybe in some number of scholarships. Now, they set a precedent with Penn State, but it was an entirely unprecedented case because it revolved around the horrible incidents involving Joe, involving the former assistant coach. But in the case of Miami, it appeared as though they had enough ammunition to put Miami under a 4-year probation, and yet the NCAA has essentially, even though Miami's already voluntarily been punished for 2 years, the NCAA now appears to have so mismanaged the investigation that they may not be able to exact any further penalty.
So what do you think happens next in this whole situation? I mean, you follow NCAA football very closely. Tell me a little bit more about what you think the reasonable next steps are at this point.
I think the NCAA has a choice, and neither is a good choice. Number one is to go ahead and accede to the request of the University of Miami's president, Donna Shalala, and essentially say, okay, we've punished Miami for 2 years, and that's the in work, and we found them guilty of all these charges, but we're not going to impose any further penalties. The problem with that is it would set a horrible precedent for future cases because the bar would be so high for even a 2-year probation. The other way they could do is go ahead and say, you know what, we messed up, but we're going to continue imposing penalties based upon the evidence we acquired in a legitimate way, and that'll probably still justify up to an additional 2-year penalty. But if they do that, they could very well find themselves in a malicious, in a lawsuit, on the wrong end of a lawsuit with the University of Miami and perhaps even the Atlantic Coast Conference.
And so really, there's not any particularly great outcome at this point, the way you're laying out the options.
And not as I understand it. At this, the misdeeds in the prosecution of this case were so great that the NCAA has put themselves in a very legally vulnerable position.
Well, this should get interesting. We'll have to check back in on this in the weeks ahead as this continues
Yes,
to
and we
develop.
need to move very carefully because this is a very, very complicated case.
Well, thank you for your time this evening, and we'll talk more soon.
Thank you for having me on your show.